We wanted to go out and determine the matchups and put them on the back foot, but I suppose with Manor they're probably the hardest team to put on the back foot, and they got ahead of us in the first half, but we dug in. We knew that we'd just grind them down, that we have the fitness. I've been saying it all year, there's a new resilience about Mohill that probably hasn't been there in the last 5 years. We just don't die, and that's it until it's over.
What do you put that down to, new resilience?
I suppose it comes from management. They are winners. They came into Mohill 3 years ago, and Mohill were known as flashy footballers and didn't really want to get involved when the nitty gritty side came of it. Now there's every single person's afraid to go to Podgy if you're missing a training session. You know, if you pull out of a ball, he will let you know. He'll point you out in training. So there's none of that going on. You know, there's a panel of 30 lads there pushing everyone. You know, any one of them lads could have started today. So, and that's something we need to push on now when we have the numbers. I was saying it in the last year when we won it in 15, that any team will win one, you know, that we really want to win a couple and show that we are a good team, you know.
Is that one of the most encouraging things today, though? Because I guess there was question marks over you after last year.
Exactly, yeah, and we pointed out in the dressing room last year, or this year, like against Carrick especially, that we were further than we were last year, like, and it took 12 months to fix that, you know. And then, like, you know, we came out 1-point victory in the semi-final, 1-point victory in the quarter-final against teams on paper that we should be beating, but we're not, you know what I mean? Like, we were struggling. Drumreilly, very resilient. Carrick, very, very resilient. They did not want to lose them games, and their games Mohill would have lost a couple of years ago, but just kept fighting and fighting. And these lads are winners. Like, our record, I suppose, in finals is very good. So when we're there to win.
Did that stand to you today, though, coming through those games, because you faced the same resilience, particularly in the first half, from Manor today?
Yeah, and look, we know what we get with Manor. Like, it's always a ding-dong battle with Manor. Whether both teams open up and go at it, or both teams sit back, it's always a point either way or something like that. We met in the league in the opening of their pitch, a draw, you know. So, and like I say it every year, I said it there in the speech, if you're beating Manor at the end of the year, you're generally winning a championship, you know.
And there was one stage in the first half you were 3 points down. I mean, you go and win it by three, which is a 6-point swing, which is quite significant.
Yeah, and that's it. And I suppose up to now we were relying on the same two scorers every time, but then today it was spread, you know. So it just goes to show you that we can mix and match it, we can do it whatever way we need to do it. We just want to win at all costs.
There seemed to be a real good team ethic as well, particularly in that second half when Manor created a couple of goal chances, and you know, you worked together as a team, worked the ball patiently up the other end of the pitch, and got a score that gave you that little bit of daylight.
Yeah, and again, that goes back to a couple of years ago, we'd probably kick the ball out as hard as we could and it'd be back in on top of you within 2 minutes, you know. We've learned, you know, and we're not going down the one channel. We have the lads that are comfortable on the ball as much as we can, you know, and then get it to the scorers. So just stick to it, you know. We have our game plans, and that's what we want to stick to.
Got a nice one yourself today as well.
Yeah, not too often I get one.
Cheers. Well done, Daniel. Cheers. Enjoy the celebrations.